السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. الله تبارك وتعالى has made this world a combination of happiness and sadness. And there are those days where the happiness reaches its heights. Someone who was waiting for a child for so many years and a beautiful child is born. There are those days where difficulty reaches its heights. And the person says, this is the limit now. I don't know what's going to happen after. This world is a combination of very good days. Good days and very good days. Difficult days and very difficult days. And normally we have been taught during the good days and very good days, then make shukr. During the difficult days and very difficult days, make sabr. And man, as he understands that word shukr and sabr, then he just like lives through it. He doesn't really know at that moment what really to do. So there is a sentence that says, grab the occasion. Grab the occasion means that in both situations, good and very good, difficult and very difficult, it's an exam. This world is an exam. And the hardest questions are when it's very, very good. When there's a very good time, that's an exam. When it's a very difficult time, it's another exam. And according to the questions, if it comes under the difficult section, then the marks are also very high. When the questions, when you have your sections, we normally set one section is easy, everyone's supposed to pass. Normally you don't even mark that part, they're supposed to know it. You only look at that one section where it's very hard. If the man knows the answer there, it means he knows everything. So that very difficult and very good, that is a time where marks are very high, very high. Anything that's put in that section also will create a lot of results. Anything which means, when the occasion comes of very good times, or when the occasion comes of very difficult times, majority of the world lose the benefit of the occasion by not understanding what is called the power of dua. The products of today are the result of the duas of someone of yesterday. And the product of tomorrow is going to be the result of someone's dua today. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested, he was tested with very good times. He was tested with very difficult times. Almighty Allah speaks about his test when he waited for the child came, then he was told leave the child in a barren area, we call it today Makkah Mukarrama. Then when he left the mother and the child, he had to walk away. Normally at that time our heart will be, he never knew that they're going to live, he never knows what's going to happen, he never knows Zamzam is going to come out. So he went and he stood at a place where now they could not see him, because he was told leave them. When he stood there, normally you will make dua according to that occasion. Example, if I got the news that there is something wrong in my body, that's an exam. So a person who makes dua at that time and he tells people make dua, he'll say make dua, they'll make dua for the occasion, meaning for shifa from that sickness. Will that man's nazar at that moment, I go to the future? And he will say, let me grab the occasion, difficulties in the world are going to come. But the opportunity for a dua like this is not always going to come. Ibrahim alayhi salam grabbed the occasion, grabbed the opportunity. Why? Because at the time of the hardest of imtihanat, you are the closest to Almighty Allah. At that moment, you don't need to go for Umrah or Hajj and stand by the Hajar al-Aswad and make dua. You are the, at the moment. You are Arafat itself. Special attention of Almighty Allah falls on the one whose heart is broken. Special attention. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. At that time, it was barren. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah, this, meaning it's nothing. Will you make it a city of peace? We would have made a dua at that time, Allah, save my family. He said, forget the family, make this entire thing a city. Make it a city of peace. It was a barren city. barren, even if it became a city, fruits will never grow in that land. He said, Allah, and bring the fruits to the people of the city. Whatever we see of Makkah Mukarramah today and how it may became a miracle in the world, it was a dua at a time where very few people in the world would have ever thought of making a dua for the future. How he made it. Ibrahim alayhi salam came back and he found the city. Allah tabarakallah brought the caravan. From nowhere they came. There was a road, but the road was not where they were. While on the road they see that there is birds. They said, something is happening there. They said, we have traveled on this road. We know there's no water in the entire vicinity. They said, something is happening there. They came there, they found that the Zamzam was there. Normally if you find water in the city and you find a woman and a child, all you will do is you'll capture the woman, you'll capture the child. These were Arabs. They said, can we stay here? The woman said, you can stay on condition the water is mine. Someone would have asked at that time, did she have security? Allah Ta'ala put it in their heart. They said, no problem, condition accepted. They became her security. She never paid for it. They could have easily told her, we will kill you. It's our water. The city came. Ibrahim alayhi salam came back. He was so happy. A city was here. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Now he comes, he finds a city, you get so happy. Again he grabbed the opportunity. He said, the city, Allah, make it full of peace. وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ. Allah, me and my child, will you save us from ever becoming worshippers of the idols? Someone would have said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, you and your son, you broke the idol. You are Allah's Nabi, you're going to worship an idol. Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas. He said, Allah, how many they have already taken astray? Meaning the shaitan behind this idol. We are seeing within in front of us a future. The future for some will be a very dark future. إِنَّهُنَّ أَضَّلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. We are seeing it in front. We forget in the family of non-Muslims where they are going towards full Satanism. We are now seeing where Muslims are running fully towards Satanism. إِنَّهُنَّ أَضَّلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. If a dark future is in front, man normally says when you're entering the road which is dark, put on your lights, put on your brights. Light up your own future. How do you light it up? At the time when you get the occasion, and the occasion will come, we are always being tested either with extreme happiness or extreme sadness. Someone is born, someone passes away. When someone is born, everyone has an aqiqah. Very few people will take the chance that day, so happy with Allah. The one cheer is coming out. And he says, grab the occasion for my progeny. And then start making dua. That Allah, in my progeny, will you make the flag bearers of Islam? Will you make my children the people who will stand with the Mahdi? Will you make my children the ones who will give salam to Isa alayhi salam? When the Dajjal will be on one side, and Isa alayhi salam, and before that the Mahdi on the other, there will be camps established. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before Qiyamah, two camps will be there. Two tents. If you understand how a tent is different from a building. A building, it takes a while to build it in the past. Nowadays very fast they put up a building. But in the past, the building takes long, but a tent goes very fast. Tent, overnight it comes. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when two tents will be established, meaning suddenly you will find a tent of hypocrisy in which there is no iman. This was not speaking about the people of kufr. They have no hypocrisy. It was speaking amongst the believers, because the exam will be so difficult. To pull away to the group of right will not be easy. In many people's mind is, I'm just waiting for the era of the Mahdi, because then everything will get solved. The ahadith don't show it like that. The ahadith show that the biggest of imtihanat will start in that era. Everyone will not pull to the right. There will be some cars whose wheels will be taking them to the left. A tent of hypocrisy in which there'll be no iman. And then there'll be a tent of iman in which there's no hypocrisy. Those will be the selected of the time. Me and you, the dua of today will be the product of tomorrow. We see a lot of occasions of joy. Grab the occasion. At that time, make a dua for your progeny. Isa alayhi salam's mother is Maryam. Her mother, when she fell pregnant, she was not falling pregnant. When she fell pregnant, overjoyed, grabbed the opportunity. She said, Inni u'idhuha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. Allah, I put the child and the progeny of the child in your protection from the evil devil. She made dua for her daughter Maryam. She made dua for Isa alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what a dua it was. He said, every child that is born, the devil gives him one poke. Her dua was regarding spiritual protection. Almighty Allah gave physical protection also. He said, Isa alayhi salam and his mother was not poked by the devil also. Make dua for your children and the progeny. With that dua, your progeny will stand out one day as the unique progeny. There's a word that we all hear, abdal. Makes people interested. What is abdal? So abdal comes from the word badal. Badalun means change. Badal. Change means that as soon as one passes away, somebody else has to come in his place. So there's always a change. So ulama, according to different narrations, mentioned that there's between 40 to 70 abdal. Some have said 40 is in the land of Sham and 30 out. Others have said it's 40 and then they move around. So you got 40 to 70. Then there's another jamaat which is made up of 500. 500 very pure people. And then whenever one of the abdal passes away, badal. So there has to be a change now. So from the 500, one will be taken and put there to make up 40 or 70. Then who comes in the 500? So someone who's not in the 500 will now come. Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah, when he explained this thing, he wrote a very nice sentence. He said, Allah, every now and then there's a space in the 500. In that 40 and 70, we got no chance at the moment because we're not in the 500. But in the 500, there's always going to be space because whenever one passes away there, a gap is made from the awam, from the general people, one can jump in here. So he said, Allah, every now and then in the 500, one slot does come. Will you allow my place to come in that slot? Will you allow place for me? Their du'as were very high du'as, very high. But when we're asking, from an Allah whose treasures are not small, that you will say that, you know what, there's no place. You ask for small things. We ask for very big things. Ask for very high things for us and our children. The products of tomorrow are going to be the result of today's dua. Don't just make dua for your child, make dua for an entire generation. Because whoever reaches that era, Mubarak era, it will be a blessing for the entire lineage. It will be a blessing. So our days of joy and our days of difficulty. Our days of difficulty, we will stand like Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he will say, Rabbi ij'al hadha, Allah, this which is nothing, make it a city of peace. Bring the fruits and make my family the most unique of families. And when we see joy, then we'll think of Ibrahim alayhi salam again. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدِ Allah, the city. And again he made dua. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ When he built the Kaaba, so happy he was. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا First he made dua, Allah accept. Then he made dua for his progeny. رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمِينَ لَكَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ In our progeny, the world where they saw good, they saw it in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The products of tomorrow are the dua of today. Allah, make me and make all of y'all from the people of dua. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who has been given the gift of dua, For him, every door of goodness has been opened. This is those du'as. When the good days come, grab the opportunity. When difficult times come, grab that opportunity. And you will make miracles in the world with your du'as. May Allah make us, make you from the people of du'a. And let us see the fruits of our du'a. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.